When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All righty, are we live? Yes, we are. Oh my gosh, the Color Up podcast does not duck the hard issues. We've talked about dice control, but now we're getting down in the weeds. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bubble craps, slot machine chicanery, or is it a real legit dice game? We're going to talk about it right now.
Welcome to the Color Up Podcast. Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling. Boy, you were really excited and pumped about that intro.
This is my topic, man. This is my topic.
This is it, huh? This is it.
This is it. This is
it. Put you in the zone.
Making the stand.
So we'll be interested to see. I have a guess of what side of the topic you're on. I mean, we haven't talked about this. Of maybe we should play. I should play devil advocate and be, you know.
We can go back and forth.
Against, but I don't know. We'll just see how it all plays out. But this should be a good episode. I should warn people before, or we'll set up now. We appreciate those who have already logged in. We see a bunch of you online. We may pull up your comments during our discussion. We may not. We may take live calls. We may not, but definitely during the monster roll towards the end of the show, we will open up the phone lines and get through as many comments and calls as we can. That being said, Jim, how was your past week?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was a great week, end of a grading period for people in my teaching profession. And I will not date this by mentioning a season, but we're heading into a significant break.
Yeah, I know you're pretty excited about the upcoming week.
Yes. It's not next week, but the week after that, I'm really excited about. And I'll be on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Playing craps on a cruise. Hanging out. Yeah, yeah.
What cruise line?
So this one's going to be Carnival out of Norfolk, Virginia. And we're going to be going 6 nights to the Bahamas. We'll be going to Nassau, Bimini, and Freeport. And a couple of 3 days at sea, and there you go.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to hear your feedback from the Carnival craps.
Yeah, the perspective.
Or not the Carnival. Carnival player.
Carnival.
You did say Carnival.
Carnival.
So you may or you won't be with us next Sunday. I may have a guest. I may just take the week off, but we'll see about that. And Shep's chiming in, 76 days to DiceCon. That's true. For club members.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's coming up on us too. Yeah, my week. Let's see, helping the kids. One of my older daughter moved, so we moved out some furniture and stuff to her. We're kind of giving away all of our stuff. I guess I should break the news.
Uh-oh.
It looks like we are moving to Vegas in July.
What?
Yeah. So
Color Up in Vegas.
My house. Yeah, we got rid of couches and appliances and all kinds of stuff, and I think we're paring down. The kids are gone.
Everything
and it actually
go.
Might be easier to reach them from Vegas. It's certainly easier for her work, and then it might open up some opportunities for the Color Up channel. We'll see.
Wow. But, congratulations.
I'm not necessarily a fan of living there or moving there. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. So my plan is, hey, you know, we'll go there for a few years, maybe. We'll see how it goes. And then, but I don't foresee it ever being our final, you know, I'm not going to buy a home to retire there, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see it. Well, that is yet to be determined.
And you said, when is this event going to take place?
July.
When are you moving? All right. So DiceCon is the June 23rd, 24th, 25th. And so you think, and then I do know that you have a cruise scheduled.
Yeah, I got a June cruise 30th. Right around there too. Oh, yeah. Jim, okay. A lot of stuff happens, moving and shaking.
Moving, shaking.
Get things done, yeah. But that's what it looks like. That's the plan. So we'll see.
That may if you need some help packing up after DiceCon or
like
something,
I said,
I am available.
We're emptying the house, so most of the stuff in my house is like my office stuff and whatever. All right. Yeah, I think that's big news, but I think that's all the news I got. Okay. Jim, let's hop into the topic,
let's do it. Bubble craps. Fact or fiction.
We call it a slot machine scam or legit dice game. I've seen in this, you know, I'm in a bunch of forums and Facebook groups and whatever, and I see all these conversations go on and on and on. And they're usually opinionated, which is fine. I love that. It's part of discussion. Yeah. There's not much informational or facts behind a lot of the conversations. But
there's not a lot of info that's out there, though, really.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, too. And maybe that's by design. Could be. You know, the people in opposition might say that's by design. There's not information because these things are slot machines, and they're scamming us, Jim.
Yes.
And most of the time, these conversations are, you know, they're based on personal experience. They're like, daggone it. You know, I went across, you know, five times in a row.
640 across. Yeah.
0.7 out, right? And they're mostly antidotal? Well, I don't know how that word is.
It's a very impressive sounding word if you can pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah, meaning just based off their personal
experiences.
That's
right. Yeah.
So what has been your encounter, experience?
I'm by nature kind of a suspicious guy. And when I first saw the things, I was like, this thing has to be rigged. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. So
there's too many ways to put magnets in there.
Yeah, yeah.
A little puff of air here, a little puff of air there, a little bouncy bounce. Or sometimes it doesn't, you know, shoot up the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And I Max played
funny,
them.
For sure.
Yeah, I played it. And I played the individualized ones. I played the ones where you're sitting around the table and they had the big bubble in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I have yet to be successful on it ever. Playing the same way I have always done it.
So three-point Molly will not work on these machines is what you're telling me.
Not for me. Not for me. I haven't seen anybody.
I mean, and how many times have you played this?
I would say probably 10 times.
Well, that's a lot, and I've never won. I've never been up. Never.
No, I mean $16, $20 here and there.
So you have made some money.
No, because I played it all down.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Eventually.
Took it down.
Yeah, I took it down.
So are you on the side then that these things are rigged for you to lose?
So I am.
Certainly
got
your experience says.
Yeah, my experience says it's rigged, stay away from it. But the logical side of me says there's no way the casinos are going to, you know, present it as a legit game, and then have it rigged with a random number generator or whatever involved in it.
That's just what they want you to believe, Jim. Come on.
Yeah, it's okay. It's tough.
So my experience is actually quite the opposite. So I rarely, if ever, lose on these things. I don't play them that much. I mean, maybe once every 2 months. So, you know. 5-10 times
pretty,
a year over pretty, all the years.
Pretty often, yeah.
Yeah, enough. I've got often. A pretty good. And yeah, I mean, usually not big wins because when I do play them, and I don't know your outline, you could probably need to get in the outline to keep me on track because my brain's going all over. I got a million things
all
to
right.
say.
I'll get it out.
But Yeah, I one of the advantages of these machines is you play smaller limits. So I play the smaller limits on them, and I, you know, walk away $20 up happy quite often, as opposed to losing. So my anecdotal experience has been quite well with these machines.
Okay.
So,
What? How do you define bubble craps? By the way, what's the describe it in case there's somebody new who
we should start there.
So what are we talking about?
So I don't know when these things started, but they've been around for a while now. There's a few main ones that you'll see. And essentially bubble craps, they're dice that are literally in a bubble. I don't know if you remember that old board game. I think it was called Boggle.
Trouble. Was the one you pressed down.
Yeah, so it's essentially, it's like a cylinder, plexiglass or glass cylinder with some dice in it that bounce around. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple different versions of them. There's one that has one central cylinder with seats around it where you bet electronically,
okay,
on a keypad in front of you, and then, you know, everyone shares the one dice results.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
That one's been around for a long time. I believe that one's called Roll to Win. Or no, that one's Shoot to Win.
No.
Because Roll to Win is the one that's the table where you actually throw the dice.
Plexiglass table, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's Shoot to Win. And then there are these... I see them a lot now where they're individual little cylinders.
Okay.
So each player, usually it's still in a grouping, three, five,
circle, yeah.
In a circle. Mm-hmm. But each person has their own little individual cylinder bubble with dice in them that when they hit the button, they bounce and pop around and end up. So that's everyone kind of generically calls them bubble craps because they are dice that bounce around in a bubble. So those are the two that I know of, and then there are some kind of related to the discussion. There are some electronic craps. Usually, I've seen them called Casino Wizard. So you'll see them more like in a slot machine box,
okay,
or cabinet, and sometimes they'll have other games that you could choose through baccarat, roulette, craps. Blackjack, and then sometimes I've seen them dedicated just craps on these Casino Wizard, fully electronic. So there's no bubble, there's no dice, they're just, you know, digital display dice or whatever. So a little sidetrack, but we don't want to confuse those in the conversation.
So what we're talking about tonight is strictly the bubble craps.
Yeah, yeah, unless questions come up about
a sealed container. Yeah, sealed container.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do know a little bit of background. There was essentially two companies out there, Aruze, I'm not sure how you say it, Aruze, and then which initially came out with the Shoot to Win, and then Interblock, which I believe are most typically the little cylinder things. And those guys, I have in my notes, Aruze filed for bankruptcy in 2023. Their founder was involved in a whole bunch of stuff. It wasn't because they were losing money on craps.
What? Somebody involved in gambling business and shady stuff?
So I don't know. There was a bunch of lawsuits, whatever. They had a file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And then so Interlock, their competitor, essentially bought out all their e-table games, electronic table games, So there may be machines that are out there still labeled Aruze. I don't know, but essentially Interblock has now bought that side of Aruze's company out and own and operate them.
So now there's basically one company.
One that I know of. Yeah, that's okay. That, to the best of my knowledge, that's the situation.
Mm-hmm. And you see these machines everywhere, pretty much, or not?
I see them everywhere. I see them sometimes in casinos that don't have real tables.
Okay.
And they have this option. They now have one. I haven't played it, but they now have one in the Las Vegas airport, which I've always begged and wished for.
Okay.
But they have one in the airport. So that is another discussion, because some people are like, oh, you know, dealers are going to lose jobs because we're all going to go to these bubble machines that don't require
I don't
dealers.
Think
but
so. We
no,
can
no,
talk
no.
about
that's,
that.
That's
later,
a whole other conversation. Yeah, maybe we'll get to that later on. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I see them in so many casinos, and even ones with real tables, it's always an option because, you know, you got tables that are $15, $25 on the weekend. But you'll have the option for these bubble machines at, you know, $1, $3, $5, you know, off to the side, that people can still play the game, kinda.
Yeah.
And but at a much cheaper level.
So here's my take on it. Whenever I'm playing bubble craps, it means that either they don't have a table, which puts me in a bet, which means I'm in a bad mood, or okay. I can't get on a table. Because it's so crowded, or C, there is a spot on the table, but the table minimums are so high, they're shutting out the professor's little game. Yeah. So either one of the three ways, I'm always in a bad mood when I'm playing. So then maybe that's why I don't have the success.
Because it's never a you're never going like, I'm going to go play bubble craps.
Yeah, bubble
right,
craps.
As your primary option.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's understandable.
Yeah.
But me, I do. Well, not as much lately, but I mean, whenever I couldn't afford $10 tables and I had 50 bucks, you know, I know enough information about craps that, hey, that... Even on a $5 table, that is not enough to play mm-hmm. on a table game. So to me, mm-hmm. I was like, you know, at the time there were 25 cent bubble crap machines, but even a dollar, I'm like, you know what? I could take my 50 bucks and I could play bubble crap. So
10 shooters.
It was a primary mm-hmm. option that I would gravitate to and be like, hey, I just can't afford the real table. This is fine for 50 bucks. So it has been my primary option of mine sometimes. But yeah, like you, I mean, if you're talking about preference, there's no comparison
no.
between a real table with dealers and chips and the sounds and the excitement versus, you know, push the button or, you
yeah.
know, similar
yeah.
type.
Push the button. Yeah, oh, yeah. And they try to get you to play fast, and it's just like a real table trying to hustle up some rolls between. And
yeah, that brings up a good point. So some of, like, usually the community one with the one in the middle, it's set
right.
on a timer. And some yes. people complain it's too fast or too slow, right? Depending on how many bets you do. You know, if you do just one bet and you're waiting, it seems forever. If you're trying to get in all your hot bets and all these other kind of hedges, mm-hmm. then it's like too slow. But the one thing about these individual bubble craps, they're controlled by you. So the pace mm-hmm. is controlled by you, which is nice. So they're not on a timer. So you can either go fast or you could just... You know, get a free drink in some casinos, right?
In some places. Yeah.
Sip on your soda and, you know, hit it every once in a while, you know, if you want your bankroll really to last. So though there are different kinds that allow you to control the pace of it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you talked about the control of pace. And I know this is a Color Up podcast. We can jump into it now, some of the advantages and disadvantages
yeah,
of it. Let's roll into that. Obviously, cheap minimums is the big advantage, right?
Yeah, I would probably say number one, because otherwise you just go
why
play.
Why bother?
Yeah, why bother? Just go play the real table. But now that I'm mm-hmm. saying that, some of these other advantages might, okay. Yeah, but all definitely right. cheap tables. That's a huge one, I would say.
Okay. And then speed of, and I just saw one of the comments, I don't know who it was, but one of the comments said, hey, the payouts are just like that. It's like, bam, it hits your account immediately. You can see exactly what you did. Although, on a few times that I played it, they do kind of disguise the win a little bit. And
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so
go ahead, talk about that.
So... Yeah, the payouts are digital, so they're automatic. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be any errors, right? But there's, you know, they're one thing nice about them is almost all of them pay to the penny.
Okay.
So there's no rounding down. Like in on the real table, they don't typically carry change. So everything's rounded typically down against the player to the nearest $1 because they carry $1 chips.
Right.
Some I've heard of, I haven't never seen them, but I have seen some of these bubble machines will round down like to the nearest quarter, or they do some rounding. Typically they just pay to the penny. Mm-hmm. And so that's really nice. So you can make improper bets.
So $5 on everything. Don't have to worry about a $6,
they will pay
down
to the penny. There's no round. The reason you don't do that on a real table is again, because of the rounding error, but mm-hmm. when it pays to the penny, it doesn't matter. So that's nice. It pays to the penny. It pays immediately. You don't have to wait for it. Just as a side note, one thing to note, when you are playing these machines, because they pay to the penny, always buy the outside numbers, 4, 5, 9, and 10 versus place them. Because okay. because of the math and they pay to the penny, they will pay more than a place bet. Because the VIG is always on a win only. No machine ever collects the VIG up front.
Oh, that's interesting.
So in that case, yeah, it's like a Biloxi table. VIG's on the win only. Always buy the outside numbers and just place bet the 6 and 8. A lot of these machines, you bet $1. Let's say the 4 and 10. You bet $1. You should get paid $1.80, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Or, you know, you should be doing it as a buy bet, so it should be $2 okay. minus
all right, $2.
10 cents, $1.90, okay. right?
$1.90. All right, here we go.
So instead of getting paid, the machine going, you've won $1.90, they go, you've won $2.90.
$2.90.
Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
because they
exactly.
include the bet and the win.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to take it down.
Right, right. Right.
Yeah. And nobody ever does.
No one
really,
ever does.
That's your money. A, number one, nobody ever does. And B, that you haven't won that because, like you said, you bet $1 to begin
right.
with.
So I don't know if I've ever seen one properly, but they all kind of do that. And it gives the illusion that you've won $2.90, but no.
Are you ready to announce a class action suit for false advertising, false payouts?
I'm sure they've covered this in their
legalese
terms of service and their legalese and whatever.
All right.
I've tried to do some kickback on that on the VIG.
Okay.
Because the VIG on a lot of them, they base it on a buy bet, it should be on your bet amount. On a lay bet, it should be on your win amount. And I've seen them, no matter what, base it on the win amount. But it's kind of, okay. It says that in their rules. So even it's still even better that the VIG is based on that. But yeah, it's a little shady. Because if it was a real table, it would be
I just saw another one here. I'm going to pull up this comment real quick.
Okay.
Have you seen crapless on the bubble craps? Okay.
Yeah. Those are kind of a newer thing I've seen the last year or so. But yeah, now they're seeing these bubble machines that are crapless.
Okay.
So pretty interesting. So they pay out fast. They pay to the penny.
Pay out faster to the penny.
But yeah, look out for that. They kind of make it look like you're winning more than you are, but
not really. Yeah. Okay.
That's an advantage that they pay to the penny.
Any other advantages from playing these bubble craps?
Well, some people like them because their systems are complicated. So I would say another advantage would be complicated systems. So at the table, you know, you at home, it's fine. You're up, down. Hop this, do this, hedge this. And once you get to a real table and you start playing this way and you start getting the ire of the other players or the dealer's like, you're working him to death. You could do whatever you want. It's your money.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
But, you know, to do all that kind of crazy up and down, this and that, and especially if you don't tip in the dealer, it's a bit much. But here on these machines is a great place to do that, where to your heart's content, play whatever
hedge of a hedge.
Right. Play whatever wacky way you want, because no one's there to judge you. No one cares. You're either on a timer or you're self-regulated. So do whatever you would like. And along those lines, I would say a lot of dark siders, you know, some people you should. Unfortunately, we've talked about this before. You shouldn't
have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, at a real table playing dark side. But the fact of the matter is sometimes you do, because other players don't like it. At a bubble machine, no one knows. No one cares. Do whatever you want. So that is, I would say that's another advantage, just kind of how you bet.
And if you're a tipper, advantage would be you don't have to tip the machine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That save you whatever percentage right there. So I'm not certainly ever tipping a machine. Now on the roll to win, which is a hybrid where you roll real dice, but all the betting's electronic, they usually have a tip button, and I'll tip a little bit through the tip.
Well, there's
button.
A real stick.
But there's a guy. There. Usually there's a stick band, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, those fully electronic, no tipping. No tipping. Casino's not getting... Yeah, that's a whole... Tipping's another podcast, but yeah, not tipping the daggone machine.
Okay, so tipping, no tipping would be an advantage. Any other advantages that you can think of with this bubble craps?
Could be comfort. Usually they're all sit down. They all have nice comfy chairs, right? Now, usually you can request, you know, a chair at the craps table. Some may give you a chair, some may not. But typically it's a standing game, right?
It's definitely more private at your terminal.
Yeah.
You know, no one else can see how you're betting, like you said, for the dark side or whatever. So it's more private. And it's a I would think it'd be a nice way to kind of get a feel for it before you jump on the table, if you wanted to.
Maybe beginners, right? So you would think that it could be a beginner friendly machine in a way. It kind of is, because you don't have that pressure of what other players think or what other dealers, and the math is going to be done for you.
Okay.
So those, I would say, are good for the player, and they can, you know, not be afraid to make mistakes. I think what's bad for the player is they don't really learn etiquette. They don't learn proper bets. So I see some kind of pros and cons for the beginner of these machines. And it's just not the same. So
it's,
you
not
know,
a
just
social
handling
game.
The chips.
Yeah.
It's not. There's certainly differences. But it's hard to say that. Oh, a beginner, you just play the bubble craps, you'll get comfortable with the game, and then move to the dice to a real table. But they're almost two completely different games.
Okay.
There's a little bit there, but I'm not sure how big of an advantage is for beginners necessarily.
Well, I'm going to flip-flop on our segment 2 and 3, but let's talk a little bit about how they are regulated.
Well, we didn't do the cons, though.
I'm sorry. Let's go for the cons. What are the cons that you can
think
of?
There are no cons.
No, I don't know. The irritating little voice. Push the button.
Yeah,
push
some of them.
Push the button. Yeah, maybe you can silent that. Yeah.
The cons, it kind of teaches some beginners bad habits, maybe, you know, not proper bets, expecting certain things, rounding down. Let's see, cons of this game. Do you have any cons in front of you?
It's the whole con of it is it's not craps. The whole part of craps is the social environment, the thrill of everybody knowing and winning or whatever. And you still get some cheers and yells when a point is hit at the bubble craps. I'm not saying that, but it's not the same. And the other thing I think is a con is for whatever reason, I like kind of seeing how everybody's doing. Maybe misery loves company, or maybe
you're getting
the feel
of the table, Jim.
Getting the feel of the table.
See if it's trending up.
Love
or down.
It. Yeah, I love it when people are doing well. I take, and that's the teacher in me, take pride and take a joy in other people's success. You know, no matter how they're playing, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I have been at some, like the community-based one where everyone, majority of people cheer, but you're pretty isolated in front of your terminal. Oh. I know someone just mentioned to turn your volume off, but on those community ones, you can't.
Right.
Because it's
coming at you.
It's coming out at the whole thing, but the individual ones, usually there are, you can turn it down or off.
Here is a great comment right here on a con. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
Facts. Comps are terrible. They don't give you any comp time at all.
Now there are some that do, and they usually are labeled like they just word it in a way that they don't even compare to like slot dollars. They're very low. I mean,
yes,
you're just not going to earn comps on these machines. And they learned that lesson very early on that people would be betting contrary.
Yeah,
and people were trying to rack up points, and they're like, "Nah, it was
But you would think, just like a casino says, "Hey, no, you know, if you're playing both sides or a hybrid or something, that you could write something into the program of how they bet, and they could figure it out whether you were trying to rig the system like that, or light in a darkness kind of thing, do and don'ts." So you would think they would, but I mean, they've got no problem with the slot machines just feeding the money in and giving you comps on that. But the poor craps player, which again goes back to tell you, maybe there's something to our game that they're afraid of, Jeremy, because it's technically we could win, right? In theory, we do win sometimes.
Yeah, let me pull this comment up, Jim, and this will kind of kick off the meat of our show today.
Oh, Joe, yes.
I think bubble crap machines are rigged. Because he has seen too many sevens that should not have happened from watching others play on YouTube and from my own personal experience, so I don't play them. There are people, tons of people just like you, Joe. And so we're going to dive into that a little bit. But yeah, there are tons of people that agree with you. I'm going to try to refute some of that. I'm not going to change your mind, which is fine. You know what? If they believe you're rigged, certainly do not play them.
Don't play them. Yeah.
So I'm not sure how your outline is, but I could say number one, Jim, right off front, these machines are without a doubt, undoubtedly, for a fact, rigged.
They are rigged.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not in the way our discussion's going to go, but.
Oh, you're trying to be cutesy.
I'm being a little cute. Yes. All right. It's just like real craps in that when you lose your bet, you lose all your money. When you win your bet, to keep a percentage, they pay you short. And in that aspect, they are rigged. They
house
will
edge.
Always win. The house edge is on every bet, and they house win
edge.
On every bet. So
well
in
played,
that
young
fact,
man.
They're rigged. They're
well played.
Woo woo. I almost had you going there for a second.
Oh yeah, just for a minute there, I almost blinked. But yeah, I was gonna switch up two and three, but Joe kind of went to the jugular there.
Well, what's two and three? In case we need to back up and cover.
Are they random or pre-programmed? And then three is the regulation breakdown.
I guess those are all kind of tied in the conversation.
So you wanted to take them in order?
I'll tackle the information that I know and have.
All right, so go ahead.
What's the first one? Regulated or not?
That was the third one. Regulation breakdown. How are they regulated?
What's number two?
Number two is, are the dice random or are they pre-programmed?
Yeah, so, these two are kind of interconnected, two and three.
All right.
They are not pre-programmed.
What?
No, the machine doesn't know.
Did you see Joe's comment?
I did, and sometimes it does feel that way, just like at the real table. But, here's the deal.
Okay.
I can't speak for every jurisdiction, but most of them fall in line. So I'll stick with Nevada because that's the big gambling capital of the world, right? Well, maybe Macau now.
Supposedly Macau, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So in Nevada, the state of Nevada, anything that simulates the game has to have the same odds, probabilities as a real dice game. And they are not allowed to use a random number generator for the game itself. Now, in their rules and bylaws and everything, they have created a new category for e-table games, electronic table games.
Okay.
Where they combine electronic, but they simulate a table game. But if you simulate a table game, they have to play like the real thing.
Can't change the rules.
Right. Now, some jurisdictions, and I think this is where the confusion is, they have not created this new category. I don't know if they're just behind the times or whatever, but they have these games, let's say Shoot to Win, for example, and they don't have any table games, so where do they have to fall under? They're not a table game, so they throw them in the slot category. So I don't know the states, but you may be like, oh, I'm looking in Georgia, and it shows up under slot machines, therefore it's a slot machine, therefore, you know, we know with slot machines they can pre-program the
random the number generator percentage. Yeah, that's
they
right.
use a random number generator, which
yeah.
is that doesn't mean that it's supposed to, it's random number generator, which most of these are seeded really well and no one knows when they're going to hit, right? Mm-hmm. Or else we would have slot experts who could figure out when they hit, but they're random, which makes it not cheating to begin with, but right. they do. I know people say they're rigged in a, usually they're talking about they're, hey, these have a set payback percentage.
Right.
And with craps, there is not a set payback percentage. They have a house edge on every bet, but they don't go, you know what? We've hit our payout, you know, like a slot machine. We've paid out 15% on this machine. We're not paying anymore. Right. And it's got to be losing, losing, losing. And then until, you know, we got enough losers that we can now release 15%. They don't have payback holds. They don't have a hold. It's just, it just plays out like the real thing. And there's just house edge collected off of each bet.
Okay.
So it's kind of jurisdiction based. And I don't know what to tell you by that. I mean, the casino, they're regulated. They're highly regulated. And right. I would say the casino wizard ones, those are different. Now, those may or may not, they usually fall in the slack category. They don't pay and play the same as craps. So I don't think that there's assumption that they are craps, because you'll notice like some of them, I've played these things multiple times and they don't do things the same. Like you can't have a buy bet or different rules of the game. It's a different game. So those
put bets or whatever.
Yeah. There's certain things that you can't do on them. That would tend to lead me. Those I have not researched enough, but certainly they're in a cabinet. The payoffs are different, which right away leads me to think, well, if the payouts are different and the kind of bets are different, they don't fall underneath that regulation of simulating a craps game where they have to apply by the same rules. Okay. So those ones, I'm not talking about those ones. I'm strictly talking about mechanical bubble machines. And usually these things are hydraulic or air compressed.
Yeah, they
push a platform up and down. They're plastic dice. They're usually rounded corners. They tumble. You see some weird stuff, like they're like on a number and then they
wham.
Tumble one last time.
Wham.
Right. So a lot of, I mean, I certainly see where people say, well, those things are really funky, but for the casino, they want a random game as possible, because if there's any bias in these things,
yes,
us as players could observe it and be like, you know, like a roulette wheel could get out of balance and there'd be a bias on a group of numbers. If these bubble machines created a certain bias, oh, you know what, the seven, well, everyone says, well, the bias is the yeah. seven, but that's mathematics.
Yeah,
but
they're like, six.
For whatever reason, you know, the 12, the sixes are always, you know, their dice are carved or something, the sixes, well, then bet that way, right? We would find and bet a bias.
Right.
So it's in the casino's interest that they're as random as possible. So they love that they're rounded and they do these funky dice. I could tell you there's been a lot of information lately. This is kind of what triggered my idea about the show, of people sharing these patents and they're like, oh, random number. I thought I was going to share the screen, but I'm not going to. You can search maybe in the Monster Roll, but
Monster Roll, maybe.
They're okay. Like, there are random number generators in these patents for these bubble machines. How do you explain that? Well, if you actually go through the patent, all these random number generators are based on the mechanical platform.
Right.
So instead of
how often and how high it bounces and how hard it bounces, because we as players, we think if you hold the button down longer, it's going to shoot it up higher.
Well, there are some that are a little pressure sensitive that will do a short pop or a hard pop, especially on the individual ones. Mm-hmm. But they still, above that, they put a layer of randomness, and some do, some don't. But they don't want the exact pop every time, because if it was the exact mechanical pop every time, there's a chance that you might have some bias in the numbers. So they want, and they use a random number generator to control how much pop is in it. So usually in these patents that I see people post online, look right there, random number generator, which in itself doesn't mean they're cheating. But a random number generator is almost, I've never seen it otherwise, is referring to how much the mechanical platform is popping. Because again, casino wants as random as possible. So they want that platform for security reasons to randomly pop and bounce your dice.
Now, let me ask you this, Jeremy. You know, if you're sitting around the table or you're sitting around the bubble and everybody's betting, the machine knows what I bet, knows what you bet, knows what the people over there bet.
Yeah.
Maybe they look at it and they say, wait a minute. We're all on the dark side, let's just say. Yeah. And they said, you know what? We're going to pay out a lot of money. Let's have the point hit.
Right.
And we can take money instead of paying out of money.
Yeah, you know, no, whatever. I've heard the argument.
What do you think about that? Good argument, bad argument?
I mean, it's certainly an argument, but okay, so if you go to the individual one, you could see that, right? So you go, you know, what it knows what I'm betting, so therefore it's just going to cause me, it's going to make me lose. So it's greedy? I don't know. Like, or it's trying to acquire a certain payback percent. Let's back up and say they can't do it based off greed, because just get the gaming control board involved and say, hey, I'm being cheated, I'm being rigged, keep the data. The casino would lose its license. Next thing you know, Bellagio's closed down, right? If you actually caught it cheating.
Over my $20 in the bubble craps.
Right. So, they're not, they're like happy to carve off all your wins. So,
yes,
not a greed factor. So it's okay if they're cheating, it's for that, hey, we have to achieve 10% payback or 15% payback. So every once in a while, it's got to cause me to lose. So on an individual, you'd go, okay, it knows I bet the 9, I'm going to lose, or it knows I bet the 7, it's going to roll the points. Well, in a community one, that's the theory, right? Is like, yeah, but if you go and everyone bets the point, the 7 will roll. Well, everyone bets different. Or maybe you can get a group of friends like, okay, all of us are betting the dark side, right? And then it does calculations real quick. Like,
we need to put this to the test at DiceCon.
Probably. But okay, so the situation would be like, okay, what if a lot of them seat 6? What if three people pay the pass? What does the machine do? It's got to calculate.
It could be random at that point.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it gives up. But if it's like 4 players on the pass, 2 on the don't, then it's going to go calculate if the machine's going to win more if the don't players win, and we're going to take the 4 pass players to win. I mean,
it's hard to argue with that logic, though.
I mean, that is a thing. You know, obviously math and calculations, the computer could figure that out. But you would have to go back to say, well, okay, so how are the dice being controlled? Is it magnets? Is it a laser? Is it whatever? And just the patent information, the fact that they just roll around on crazy. There's no evidence that the mechanical dice, how are they being rigged?
Right.
Maybe the computer is figuring out who should win and who should lose, but
maybe not.
I'm not going to be able to convince. Joe says magnets. There you go. So I don't know if he really magnets or not, but
could be magnetic. How about this? I've seen a lot of people talk about the magnets and all that other stuff.
But you hear baguettes on real tables, but
oh yeah. Well, hey, when dice they lean when the dice go off the table, that's the time to ask for the same dice because that one's getting loose.
The boxmen always reaching on their table. Why are there electronic? Why are there
electrical cords coming on the dice table? And there's no lights on the table.
There's a lot of other things, but go ahead.
Yeah, but back to the bubbles there. You know, there's a lot of sensors that are built into these things when you read the patents. There's sensors all around the bubble. There's sensors underneath for the air compressor. There's cameras that are up around these things. And there are a lot of ways to make sure the integrity of the bubble machine is kept intact. But is it for the integrity to keep the game random, or is it integrity to keep the game rigged? And they don't want us messing with it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you try and grab one of those individual sensors, the alarm will go off. They have sensors on them because I've seen people try to shake them and do that sort of thing.
Influence. But,
there are sensors. There's all kinds of electronics in those things. But, yeah, so do they want all this protection electronics to make sure it is a random game? Because remember, random, the casino wins. They're happy with a perfectly random game.
That is correct.
Random or do wins. They have all the electronics to make sure they're cheating the player because they're greedy and they want to win $25 instead of $20 off the players, and they're willing to risk their gaming license? And you know, there's the theory that, well, the gaming people are paid off, you know, just like a politician, they're paid off by the casinos anyway, so their gaming commission's dirty as well. You know, I don't have any comeback for that. I mean, plausible.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's all.
I love some of these things there aren't an answer for, and that is why there is this ideas
debate.
And thoughts.
Yeah, there's the debate.
The debate, and definitely we want to hear from you guys in the Monster Roll. So
I had on. I had on that one that Nevada, New Jersey, they do regulate them as table games. And then the various tribal casinos, I didn't have a lot of other states' information, but the various tribal casinos will either rate them as a table game or regulate them as a table game, or they will regulate them as a electronic, a slot machine.
Yeah, again, have they updated their things? And tribal, they could do whatever they want. So maybe they are. I'm not saying they are. Again, I don't see a reason why they would want to or need to. But they certainly, underneath their jurisdiction and their particular, you know, their own country, they could rig them, I guess, supposedly.
Now, supposedly, there are some testing labs that regulate and certify these machines. And I didn't get enough time to dig into the weeds on these, but I did get the names off a couple of the websites, GLI or BMM. So if anybody wants to do some Googling on those, that was where they had mentioned about the fairness protocols that are put in place on these things. But as far as number two went, it was definitely that, yes, the dice are real, and unlike slot machines, the outcome is not predetermined. So that's 100%, you know, factual according to all the research that I have seen on that one. The next segment I had was,
yeah, they're not predetermined. They just look at the player's bet and then they determine.
That's right.
They're post-determined.
now you understand, Jeremy.
Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah.
Okay. Next one was to talk about house edge and payout comparisons. Is it better? Is the house edge better on bubble craps than it is on a slot machine?
Yes and no. This goes back to where it pays to the penny. Okay. So it's going to be slightly better if it pays down to the penny and there's no rounding.
Okay.
In the situation where it's rounded, it could be worse than a table game.
Oh, wow. Okay. And it's still better than most of the quote-unquote slot machines and carnival games, even if they do round down, is what.
Oh yeah, I mean it's still really close. So if they round, yeah, I mean you're not talking about slot machines, which are a lot of times programmed for a 10-15% hold. Mm-hmm. If you're playing the prop bets, Yeah, you're looking at a 10 to 15% hold, right? Because that's the house edge. But if you stick to line bets, play 6 and 8, you know, you're under 2% house edge. The hold is not that much.
So you've seen them with the ATS?
Yeah.
Have you seen them with some of the other ones on
there? Yeah, they have like sharpshooter. They a lot of them will have the, you know, similar side bets that you see on the regular tables, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And the payouts on those similar to the real table?
Yep.
Or okay.
Yep.
All right. So they'll take your money on that one as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. And let's see. Have you ever seen any glitches or any mess ups on the machines, like it didn't pop or anything
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I'll see where sometimes the dice lands against the glass and they're mm-hmm. kind of crooked. And sometimes it's like automated. After a certain period of time, it'll just try to keep rebouncing it. And I've seen sometimes like a tech had to come out and do something to like go inside, push a button, and then it would like release it and pop it again. Okay. I've done a video where one the keyboard, like the screen, touch screen, like menu malfunctioning, it wouldn't let me press a button, right? Because it's touchscreen technology, a lot of these ones.
Okay.
And it like wouldn't work. So it's like immediately they were coming, it's like, oh, it's not letting you bet. It's because it's cheating you. Okay.
Right.
But I just moved over to a new terminal and it worked fine, that one. So I've seen glitches, like technologically the touchpad screen doesn't work. A couple things like that, a couple things here and there.
And do they make you do, like on the field bet, you have to do a full table minimum, or they let you do them like...
You know, I've never really paid attention, just because they're usually so cheap. It's I don't know that, like, because a lot of times I'm playing at a $1 or $3, so I would just make the $1 or $3 field, so I don't know that you can place lower. I know a lot of them will, like if it's a dollar, I have done a lot of horn bets for $1 where it puts 25 cents on each number at a dollar machine. So sometimes it does. I don't know if this is in your notes, but this may play into the conspiracy some as well. And again, it goes back to the jurisdiction and how they're done.
Okay.
On a normal table game, you'll never get a W9. Or W2G? Is it W9? W2G, right?
I think you said W2G before. Yeah, I've W2G. Heard you say that. I've never heard you say W9.
So usually a slot machine, $1,200 win. When you win $1,200, they issue a W2G. You have to sign, essentially, it's reported for tax purposes. On table games, it has to meet like multiple requirements. It has to pay 300 to 1, I believe is the lowest threshold, something like that. I'd have to refresh
myself.
Yeah,
I think that was right. We've talked about that before.
Right. So in craps, there are some side bets, but no other bet pays 300 to 1.
Right.
So you can play all day. You can play $1,000 at the $1,000 level. You know, you see a high roller play.
Yes.
They're not getting issued W2Gs because it just doesn't meet the requirements, because they know you're winning and losing. You're not hitting these jackpots. They want to tax you on these jackpots. Well, you don't get a jackpot, right?
Right.
You're getting paid like 2 to 1. Maybe if you put $500 on the 12, you get paid 30 to 1. But even that, they're not. Yeah, yeah. It's fun. But it's not, you bet 88 cents.
To 1. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you win in, you know, 2,000, right? So,
right.
Because of that, there aren't things issued. But there are some slot or some craps machines. And it's kind of weird that, because your bets are, you know, you might have $1,000 on the table, you only win $200, and it goes, hey, you're at $1,200, and it prints out a ticket. So some machines will print out tickets and won't go past that $1,200, which is really weird. Like, it forces you to take a ticket out. And some people, I haven't seen it, some people have said they've had to get a W2G from that.
From the machine?
It stops
they come
the machine.
Out and they,
that's
they
what I've heard. I've never seen that. But I do know, and I have seen, like on YouTube, I have seen some machines will stop at that limit and print out a ticket, and then you keep playing. But there's some little confusion. That is jurisdiction-based, whether they're falling in the slot category or the table category, I believe.
Well, I've seen some big, we've got some buddies on YouTube who you know, their channels are geared toward bubble crops.
Yeah.
And I've seen some really big, I mean, big to me numbers on there and payouts. But I've never, maybe we should, maybe if they're, one of them are listening, they can.
Well, those YouTubers, usually you see them playing in Vegas, and that's Nevada. And they're certainly, they follow the e-table game rules. So you win whatever you want. You know,
right.
There's no,
it doesn't
cash
matter.
Element.
They're not going to come.
Yeah. Okay. So you see guys like the Greg Olo. He got real famous for.
Yes.
And then the new guy, I forget. He's huge now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He primarily does. He plays all the games, but I forget his name.
Somebody in the comments throw his name up. I'm going blank.
He's got, it's right, like right a one. Now. Yeah, I'm just going one blank too. Name. But yeah, yeah, you know, you'll see him play $500 a number.
It's not Buzz or
take,
whatever.
Bluff. Yeah,
thank you.
So he'll, and he does the crapless too. So he'll do all the numbers, $500 on a
boom
machine.
Boom, boom, boom. Press.
He'll collect a few, and then he's out, right? So really exciting stuff. You know, it would be interesting to hear their thoughts on it. I wouldn't imagine they would play it if they thought it was rigged. But
that's
true. They put some big money on it.
Oh, they do.
Everyone's saying bluff, bluff, bluff. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the new exciting guy on the block. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Check him out.
Hmm. Well, we're heading toward the a couple of the disadvantages, you know, the quirks, delays, shooter timeouts. That's why I asked you about that. That was one that I wanted to backfill on, but the last segment we had was the final take and listener feedback was, you know, A, it's not a slot machine. You agree on that? 100% agree on that? It doesn't pay out like a slot machine.
There's not a set.
There's no random number generator. It's not a, you know, it's not a loose slot. It's not a loose machine. It's not a loose bubble craps. It's not a tight bubble craps. It's totally random, correct?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so you're saying it's totally random. And it's recommended for maybe newbies, solo travelers, or the other thing was bankroll conscious people like me who, if you have a casino and it's a big crowd up there and it's a Friday, Saturday night and they only have one table, you know, I will not play on a $50 table. I cannot play on a $50. I don't even like playing on the $25 table. $15 table, 10 is kind of like, you know, what I like. But yeah, you definitely can't do anything like that if you just have a small bankroll. So it's for those low budget bankroll people. And then that is it for me and my outline. I mean, we have nailed it. We're coming up on an hour and in about 6-7 minutes. But yeah, that's all I had. Do you have
kind of
anything else?
Eric says W2Gs are given out on single rolls of payout above 1200, including your bet back. See, that's the thing, including your bet back. So, like a 600 that wins 600 would be
but
over 1200.
You're right there, yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense, right? So, that's where these things are like, that's bull crap.
it should be bull crap, right?
It is. For under 3000 won't get you one, but if you hit the machine limit, a voucher will be issued. Okay. So, yeah, that kind of goes along with I think he's correct in all that information he says there, but yeah, that's bull crap. And someone else mentioned them potentially raising the limit. They have been talking about it. There's been some bills introduced here and there of raising that limit because this was set way back when $1,200 was a lot, but now it's not that big a thing, especially when the table limits are so high.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't really apply to craps as much, but you know that 1200 limit to have to pay taxes is kind of, so I've heard 3500, I've heard 5000, so there's been some talks about raising that minimum threshold.
That was one thing we didn't talk about. It was the table max for craps bubble craps machine.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen them vary. Obviously, each
because why couldn't you just martingale or ladder up every time, right?
Yeah, they certainly do have table limits, and a lot of times I've seen 500 a lot per number. There may be like a total bet across all the numbers of $500. I've seen them set at $100 max per number. Obviously, the casino can go in, and I've worked with and talked with a casino or table games manager, and he said, yeah, we can set those however we feel comfortable with. So those vary a lot, but I don't usually see them as high as real table games, you know, $1,000, $5,000.
You've never seen a $5,000 bubble crap?
No, I haven't. I think I've seen a $2,500 total bet.
Well, wait a minute. I just got.
But
a
I don't. I don't watch Bluff enough. I mean, maybe he's.
No,
been there.
No. Bluff is good. But what I'm asking is this: why do they have table limits to begin with? Is to keep you from what?
Martingaling
on up. So if it's not rigged,
yeah. Why would they need that in place?
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Because for the perception, Jim. Because you know, if they put a table limit, then that you think that you're like, oh, well, now I can't martingale. But they'll never get that close because the machine will just flip the magnets and cause you to lose your money before you even get there. So don't worry about your martingale working.
Okay.
I mean, there's an answer to everything, and that's what conspiracy is about, right? There's an answer for everything if you want to believe it. So
overall, you like them.
I do like them just because sometimes you're a baller on a bankroll or budget, right? I mean, just for that only fact, you know, low table minimum and, you know, the privacy of playing however you want. You've seen my show. Some of these dice advice are a little, I can handle them on my table, but I'm never going to play them
right
with a real dealer. But I have tested out some of these wacky thing. Not that wacky is kind of a rude term. These fun.
Yes.
Moving part strategies on
lots,
a bubble
busy
machine.
Strategies. Busy.
Yeah. Busy. Strategy. So, you know, small amount of bet and, you know, the busyness would be the two major factors in my eyes that make them a legitimate option.
Okay.
But again, not preference.
All right. Yeah.
Joe says 5 to 5,000 at the Palms. Is that table max or per bet?
$5,000 for one bet on a bubble machine.
I mean, that's what his comment said. 5,000 table max. I'm guessing that might be all bets combined. But
yeah, that's a lot. To me, overall, do I like them? No, I don't. I don't.
Would you prefer them all be removed from the casino so they don't even exist? My point is, great option. Why not? But would you say remove them?
Well, to me, again, it's not the same at all. To me, it's not the energy. There is not. And you know what I just thought of? Since everybody doesn't know how I'm betting anyway, I'm just going to every once in a while start, yes, yes, yes. Just start screaming, high-fiving strangers running around the table and all, because they don't know. You know, hey, I just won, you know, $3.60, you know, or whatever. Just like lose my mind.
Now,
or
some of them do have like a red light and a green light.
Oh, they do?
But like if you're betting both ways. Yeah, but they don't know if you have a lay bet and an all place, because I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
All right. So anyway, I was just going to try to make it more fun for me because.
Just randomly,
Yeah, it's no joy in it. And to me, like I said, I always feel like the times that I played it, I'm being punished because I didn't get there early enough, or I'm under bankrolled because I can't get in there and play and can't afford it and all that good stuff. But I see you looking at that magic phone. Are you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think that's a big part of it is joy. Like, I don't know that I've ever had like fun. Like when I say I go play 20 and 50 bucks, like I'm there and I'm playing and I'm probably wishing I'm at the real table. I don't mind it. But you're right. I don't have a whole bunch of like
regrets
doing it.
When I'm at the bubbles crops, and I don't know about the rest of you guys, I'm looking at my life choices and saying, hey, this was a bad one. This was a bad one. This was a bad one. Why am I here? You know.
All right. I think with that, we've kind of covered the conversation. If you're here on the podcast, you're probably going to be cut off now. Definitely check us out live on YouTube, 8 o'clock Eastern time. If you want to be part of the monster roll where you can call in, but we usually do it at least for another hour where we're just taking calls and trying to answer comments and talking to the folks out there.